This is our 13th annual junior hockey golf outing, and it's the main fundraiser that the board of directors conducts during the year. And it's held at Marquette Golf Course, and we start at 10 o'clock, shotgun start. And it's just about 4 hours of some of the best fun you're ever going to have.
And some of the worst golf you're ever going to see. I mean, let's not play, believe me, it could be worse. It's a kind of a different outing, too, because there's usually some fun and some different things on the course that you don't normally see in a golf outing.
Right. We always try to do something different. And we're meeting Friday, and we're going to cook up something new for this year, too. It's I always try to get the little downtime and get... Of course, that last buck out of somebody's pocket, which is what it's all about.
Well, Max is usually pretty good at that. Is he going to be rolling around the course again this year?
Max's going to be on one of our new events.
Oh, boy.
There'll be wagers involved.
Oh, no.
Chance to win your money back.
Honey, if you're listening, I need to hit the ATM before we play on Saturday.
Well, they have one at the club now, so you're
honey, never mind. I'll have the card at the golf course. But
it is a fundraiser, and what does it go for?
Well, we take half of the funds, and it goes into kind of an annuity fund that once it builds a certain rate, then we'll just use the interest. And the other half goes into the general fund to defray the cost of the hockey registration for the kids.
Yeah, and so it's getting to be actually more and more and more every year, just like everything else in life.
It's a full-time job doing fundraising if you really need, and you do it right. Mm-hmm. Hockey's not a cheap sport, as everybody knows, and we do what we can to keep the costs down. And this is one of the ways we were able to do that.
How's it been going so far? I know most golf outings, you worry, and then the day up, okay, we got everybody in there. Has it been kind of one of those again?
Well, we always have probably the last four teams, and you all know who you are, that I'm still waiting to hear from. But we're in good shape, actually. We have 14 teams, and we anticipate, being 18 or 19. We've got the few that always wait till the last day to say, yes, I'm golfing. And the club, fortunately, we have such a great staff at the Marquette Club that they're very flexible and they put up with our little nuances right up to the very end.
Well, trust me, it's golf, but it's more. Let's talk about the day itself, because you talked about feeding folks as well. What else we got going on?
Oh, we always have little different events, and we're always looking for new ones. So we're going to have a golf, think session Friday afternoon at the club, where we're going to finish planning the events. And it depends on how long we're there as to how unusual the events might
get. How creative you get, yeah. Right. Well, I know some of the people involved, and I've seen some of the things in the past where you've tried to hit a hockey net off the tee.
We did have a hockey net, and it was one of our best things. They had everybody was trying for it. And we had a very nice prize. Somebody was sponsoring it. What we didn't realize is that there was a big hole in the back of the net, so there wasn't any chance for anybody to win. And we didn't know it until we were picking it up, and we had to laugh. And it was just, well, that prize was safe, but because it had to remain in the net. Well, it was going through the back.
Well, it does serve as a fundraiser. You selling hole sponsorships and things like that?
Oh, we are. We have so many generous people that do every year, the hole sponsors and the cart sponsors. We're always looking for more. So if you know Eric Froberg, he's beating the bushes. And if you know Eric Froberg, he's probably already got you for your hole sign.
Probably. Matter of fact, I think we got that bill already.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
But
it's a great way for non-golfers to be a part of it.
And it's a lot of fun. It goes to a good cause. We save, it just goes to the kids and tries to keep their rates down, and that's important to keep them in the game.
Well, one group of people I want to make sure that we're hitting with this whole thing is the alumni, because you've done this for many, many years, but Marquette Junior Hockey has literally put thousands of kids through the program.
We have, and we would, we've talked about that. We would really like to see, more of the guys that went through, and some of the ladies too.
Absolutely.
Can't slight them, but it's a good way to give back. It's $75. It includes your lunch. Bring an extra $25 to spend on the various things.
At least.
And you get a great day, a lot of fun, and a lot of people don't see each other throughout the year until this event, and everybody has a good time.
Well, I was about to say, with Tim McIntosh on the course, you better bring more than 25.
Yeah.
Because Tim will coerce you into doing all sorts of fun stuff. But again, it all goes for a great cause, because it is becoming a costly adventure every year.
It is. you know, equipment, ice. You know, everybody's costs go up, and they have to get them back from someone, and that's the players. We would love to have someone, you know, come and say, "Oh, geez, here's $1 million.
Yeah, here's your endowment. Have fun." Yeah.
We'd actually be happy to have somebody say, "Here's $1,000. You know, put my name up on the wall," and we'd be happy to.
So, in case anybody is listening and wants to do that, how do they get a hold of you to make it happen?
Oh, that's easy. Tim McIntosh is our junior hockey director. We have an office inside the Lakeview Arena. Mm-hmm. You can contact Tim at any time. We have our phone numbers in the book. It's 228-9193. I can be reached for the golf outing, 225-0916. If you want to sign up quickly at the last minute, as you do, try 225-8411. That's my alternate number. And we're always willing. You can call the club, talk to Mark Gilmore or Kevin Mannon, and they'll gladly sign you up and let us know. We have a couple of teams that are still looking for individual golfers.
I was going to ask you about that, because you can go as a single.
Yeah, if you can't rent three friends for the day, we'll gladly find you a couple. So,
it again is this weekend. Now, the week itself not looking all that great, but by Saturday, your forecast is calling for sunny skies, and as Walt puts it,
near 70.
So it looks like you hit a real winner for the day itself. And I know we're looking forward to being out there and to be a part of it. Jackie, thanks so much. And we'll hopefully get those last couple of golfers off their duff. You get it?
Off their duff.